It's time for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Shaylee Peters. This week, our guest is Jimmy Musick, president of the National Association of Wheat Growers. Jimmy, this week we're going to talk about the Farm Bill, or maybe lack thereof. Of course, we met that expiration date the end of last week, and so now we're rolling into some uncertainty. Just give us kind of an update on where we're at, what this means for wheat growers.
Obviously, it gives us some uncertainty as farmers across the countryside. We have a lot of concerns with our farm credit lenders as well as commercial banks that have some concerns about renewing loans with not a farm program. And hopefully it's going to be a short-term challenge, but we don't know, and no one knows. But our plans are to keep pursuing to move that along as quickly as we can, and hopefully our legislators will cooperate. We've got some very good legislators, and we have a good relationship with them, and we know there's some concerns about some provisions in that bill that they're just not in love with, and we understand that. There's some things that we don't like as well as others, but we just got to have that farm bill. We've got to have that safety net of crop insurance, of course, and we're looking forward to them getting back and going to work on that. Hopefully, they'll be through with the Supreme Court nominations, and we can talk about a farm bill that is very, very important to the farmers across the countryside.
And what are some of the things that are priorities or important, something that wheat growers, National Association of Wheat Growers, are watching with this farm bill, whether we reach an extension or a new one altogether?
Well, one of our main concerns is the uncertainty of it and the fact that we're looking at sowing a new wheat crop, and we're in the middle of that process as we speak, and it's a challenge to know that when you're sowing a crop and you don't have a clue what your support prices are going to be, if you're going to have a support price, and whether the deficiency payments and all those things that come together on a farm bill. We like some provisions in both the House and the Senate version of those farm bills are not so opposed to some of those challenges that they have in the nutrition program, but the Senate is not, they're not very excited about some of the stipulations they're putting in the nutrition program. My understanding is a lot of those stipulations had already been there. They just hadn't been enforced, and they're putting more stringent requirements for them to be enforced. So, as our conferees have met and got together, we had hoped they would come up with a version that they could all agree upon, a bipartisan version of the bill, and they've not done that. But we're still hopeful that's going to happen. It looks to me like it's going to be later than sooner now.
Now, you seem optimistic and talk about the certainty needed with this farm bill. What is your outlook? We kind of have another deadline set in place here with the end of the year. What is your outlook as we head towards the end of the year?
Well, the outlook is that they're going to have to extend the 14 bill, or they're going to have to come up with a solution to their cooperation to agree upon the new 2018 farm bill. So we don't really know which way that's going to go. We could live with an extension of it. We'd prefer to have our new farm bill in place. But we're, as you well know, we're running out of time to make that happen.
It's president of the National Association of Wheat Growers, Jimmy Musick, visiting with us this week on our Wheat Report about the farm bill and where we go from here. With this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, I'm Shaylee Peters.